Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. I'm Laura Coe, your host, and thank you so much for tuning in. Today, I wanted to take a moment to reply to a guy named Jim Howard, who reached out. He listens to the show. Hey, Jim, if you're out there, thank you very much for not only reaching out, but for following up and giving me the opportunity to speak about your comments in this show. I had done an episode, if you guys didn't check it out, it was about whether or not authenticity, finding your true self, can be seen as being self-absorbed, right? Like, am I just being selfish and self-absorbed and asking all these questions about myself and who I am and what I want? A lot of my clients struggle with that. They ask themselves that question. They sometimes feel as if it's too much to ask or something like that. So Jim wrote me in reply to that, and his thoughts were so beautiful and thought-provoking that I wanted to share a few of them with you and reply to them. So here we go. In reply to that, the first thing that Jim brings up is this question of when we start off in our life, right? We're born, we're very dependent. We're dependent on the people in our lives. They help us. They help us with everything from, you know, getting a glass of water to shelter, everything that we need in our life, we are dependent. And the theory is that as we get older, we become independent, right? We start to actually do things for ourselves. Jim says we tie our shoes, we make our own beds, we feed ourselves, right? But the question that he brings up is really this question of independence and dependency. Are we really ever independent in the sense that we talk about it? Aren't we all interdependent is what Jim is discussing. And this is what I wanted to share with you guys because I thought this was such a profound point. Aren't we all in this together? So I can say that I'm totally independent. I'm financially independent. I take care of myself and my needs. I can take care of my son. But that's not really true. I'm dependent on the cable company to bring my cable. I'm dependent on the water company that brings my water. I'm dependent on each and every person as I go through my day for providing the various things that they provide so that I can do the thing that I want to do. I'm dependent on the cafe owner who takes care of the cafe so I can sit there and write my book. I'm dependent on Apple, the company Apple, because that's the company that I use to buy my computer that allows me to do my work. I'm dependent on the fact that there is Wi-Fi. I'm dependent on so many things in an interdependent way so that I can have a society where I can do all the things that I'm able to do. And so this question of authenticity, authentic self, Jim brings the second point forward that if that is the case, isn't it a requirement? Isn't it your job actually to bring your strengths, your authentic self to the world so that the people around you can benefit from those things while they bring their strengths to the table? And through everybody bringing all of those strengths, we end up with a society where we have all of this interdependent quality. And so is it really selfish or is it actually necessary? I love philosophy. Many people don't agree with that as a particular passion. But my passion in this drives me to authentically bring this to you. And that may change your mindset in how you approach whatever job you do today, which has nothing to do with authenticity and philosophy. But if I weren't to bring this podcast out, how would that affect your mindset to go do the thing that you do? And vice versa, all the things that I mentioned, the people in my life or even superficially in my life, like the cafe owner, all of those things allow me to do what I do. So it's not self-absorbed. It's not selfish. It's actually necessary to bring your gifts forward so that your specific genius, the thing that you were really put on this planet to do, you bring forward so that we can share in that, so that we can do the thing we can do. And then with all of those skills combined, we all benefit. We're all better off. We all have access to water, streets, environmental issues, the law, medicine, healers. Everybody's doing their part in the area that they feel best able to serve. When we're doing things that are not authentic, we are incapable of serving at that higher level because it's not where our gifts reside. It's not what we're really best at. So you can always look over your shoulder and look at your neighbor and wonder if what they're doing is better or worse, or you should somehow feel as if you should be doing more of that. Or you can start to appreciate and value what they have to offer, recognizing that it's when all of us are doing all of these things in a combined effort, we all benefit, and we can only each do our one or two unique gifts, and that's all that you have to do in this life and share them with the rest of us to help society. So, Jim, thank you. Being authentic, doing what you're truly meant to do is not selfish. It is not indulgent. It is actually a gift that you are bringing forward for the rest of us to share in so that we can all benefit. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have any ideas, Jim sent an audio file. I thought that was a cool idea. If you're driving, if you don't have time, if you don't want to send an email, drop an audio file. You can reach me at Laura@lauraco.com. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.